with their Winter Plus promo. Terms of service apply. Visit any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for all the winter phone specials. Just another reason why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb. You love Thumb Cellular.
Full-time out called by Ubley on that one. Ryan Brown listed into the Harbor Beach huddle. Ryan, are they just trying to slow things down as much as possible?
Yes, exactly. Offensively, they're going to slow it down, and they know they're going to get fouled, so basically they just got to make their free throws here on out. Defensively, they got to shut down the dribble drive and then the kick out because Coach Rubel is really worried about the three going down the stretch.
Eli Grant's first free throw is smooth. He now only has 5 points on the game. He has a second free throw coming.
You know, as a team, the Harbor Beach has roughly around a 72% foul shooting percentage.
And the second free throw is up and good as well. Harbor Beach with 11 points in this quarter. Ubley with 13. Sweeney against Ginther on the right wing, drives down to the baseline with the runner, and this one's good. Somehow, Nick Sweeney, time after time, is managing to get that ball through the hoop and now brings it back to 11. 68-57, 90 seconds left in the game. Andrew Seaman to Jonathan Graff, wide open. The right block goes up with a shot, and we have an intentional foul called on the layup. He likes Graff and his brother, little brotherly love. Then he didn't want to shoot it. Then he made it. And that's going to be a flagrant foul. So everyone clears out. Basket is good for Jonathan Graff. His first points of the night.
If Jonathan would have missed that one, he would have been hearing it from his brother the whole bus ride home.
The flagrant goes against Kyle Rumsick, number 20. It was a little bit too hard of a foul there. And kind of came after the shot. And the foul shot is no good. Now we go down to Ryan Brown on the sideline.
The official said that the player who fouled Kraft did not make an attempt to block the ball. So that's why he gave them the flagrant call on that one.
And the two shots after the made free throw for Jonathan Graff, making the second one. It's 71-57. Everyone gets tacos here for this for a Michigan State game. And John Mooney, your favorite player, just came in for Ubley. We like to call him Trey Sweeney.
Got to be Trey Sweeney.
Number 40, Brandon Sweeney. Regardless of where the game's at, he is guaranteed to make a three. And he has a minute 25 to do so. I reach inbounds to Aaron Ginther deep into their backcourt. 71-57, a 14-point lead, and there's a foul committed by Damian Irving. That'll be his fourth. Two shots coming for Aaron Ginther as they're in the double bonus. Ginther has 22 on the game. With two made free throws here, it'll be 24. First one rims all the way around and goes in. 3-for-3 in this fourth quarter from the free throw line. And 7-for-7 in the second half. Second free throw. This one is up, and this one's good.
And we got 1:19 to go for Brandon Sweeney.
73-57, 16-point lead, largest of the night for the Pirates. As Sweeney drives into the lane, and he is fouled. Looks like they'll be calling. Callan Cook will be on the bottom of that pile with the block. And Sweeney will be going to line for two.
That is Colin Cook's fourth foul.
Both teams in double bonus here. Sweeney to the line shooting two. First one rims in and out and good. Sweeney, absolutely prolific shooting here in the fourth quarter, has 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 16 points in his fourth quarter alone for 33 points in the game. Mobley has 59, Harbor Beach 73. Eli Kraft out of the key, dribbles between two defenders, and they reach out to stop the clock at a minute six. Two shots coming for Eli Kraft. Fouls against number 12, Brent Hileski for Ubley. Let's run through the lineup right now for the Bearcats. Number 12, Brent Hileski. Number 40, Brandon Sweeney. Number 22, Damian Irving. And Nick Sweeney. And Trenton Morrell. Jeff right now checks in for Nick Sweeney. Ken Pickle giving him a standing ovation, as well as all the Hubley fan base here. A fantastic career in the Hubley uniform. A heck of a player there, John.
Very well-deserved ovation.
We're going to miss him calling his name in next year. Second free throw is up and good for Eli Kraft.
Eli Kraft hit both of the free throws, 75-59 Harbor Beach with 1 minute and 6 seconds to go.
The 16-point lead, minute five left of the fourth. Here comes Jeff Wright, potentially the future of this program. He's a young man, moved up here in the second half of the season when they went 8-for-11 in the last 11 games with victories. A reminder that Hubley has 9 victories on the year. Into the paint to Irving for the layup, and this one's good from the left side. They're not done yet. Irving with 4. 75-61, 14-point game for the Pirates. 38 seconds left. Ginther against Sweeney. Brandon Sweeney on the left wing. Dribbles right down to the lane, goes up for the shot, blocked by Morrell, and out of bounds. Last touch by Black Jersey, so they'll give the ball back to Ubley. And here's a couple substitutions. Zach Paxton and Josh Shelkey check in for Harbor Beach, replacing the Kraft brothers. Now number 42, Austin Phelps moved up for district checks in for Austin Phelps replaces Aaron Ginther. Here comes Wright over to Irving, 20 seconds left. Dribbles down to the baseline. Nothing there. Kicks it out to 12, Celeste. He drives down the baseline. Same result. Brandon Sweeney with the ball with 11 seconds left. Still dribbling around the entire perimeter. Back to Wright. Now Sweeney trying to get the three off here. Chucks one up for the left wing.
Yeah! He nearly hit the Raptors with that one. Bounces it off the backboard right before the buzzer. Brandon Sweeney with a three to end the game. Harbor Beach 75, Ubley 64. Brandon Sweeney in standard fashion concludes the game and concludes the sixth in for the Ubley Bearcats. Holy cow, the crowd went ballistic from both sides there. And now stay tuned, folks, for our post-game show quickly here, and we're going to direct our attention to the second game tonight. The Bad Axe Hatchets taking on the Cassidy Redhawks in the quarterfinals of the opposite side of bracket. Final score, Harbor Beach 75, Ubley 64.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
School sports are about producing championship caliber people, not championships. A true champion treats everyone with respect, win or lose. When we do that, every young person is a trophy kid. And isn't that more important than handing a kid a trophy? Remember, when the game is on the line, it's all about sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Custom is a lifestyle choice. A decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at Z&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them